All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Lust Academy. Let's get going. Grim, hello, hello. This is the last place I thought I'd see you. Really? Well, it seems you are mistaken. Our library is one of my favorite places in the Academy. I like it, too. It's quite cozy, and there's almost no distractions here. Girl, you sure know how to drop a polite hint. I'm sorry I'm disturbing you, but... Ha ha, what? That's not what I meant. I've been sitting here all day. I'm preparing for an international magical space orientation exam. I'm pretty fucked up. And what brings you here? I just wanted to feel the energy of the books, you know? Wow. Actually, I'm here to look up some literature on battle magic. It's a good record by Balsa Goth, by the way. On battle magic? And which direction are you headed in? It seems that the term battle magic is too broad. I just want to expand my defensive spells arsenal. Why would you do that? This girl has too many questions, but surprisingly, I don't want to lie to her. The thing is, I was lucky enough to meet a demon and... Demon? It's a long story. The point is, all my spells and incantations were useless. And somebody did get hurt. I can't let it happen again, right? I might know something that can help you. Have you heard about the Auxilium Charm? The Auxilium Charm? What's that? Let's go. I'll show you something. It should be somewhere around here, I think. I don't care where I'm going with such a gorgeous view. Oh my. Those thighs are really something. Yeah, that's the right section. Meh, there's nothing interesting in this book. And this one is entirely obsolete. I don't know why they still keep it here. There it is. I recognize the red cover. Aren't they all red? Do you need any help? Yeah, it would be nice, but too late. I've almost got it. I'm a gentleman, but if a lady refuses my help, and I've got such a great view of those beautiful curves, who am I to stand in the way of fate? I've got it. There's a very detailed description on the technique for the spell here. I have to admit, it's pretty complicated. More precisely, I'm not sure that it's for the first-year students. Read the chapter carefully. Start at the beginning and don't leave out any of the details. Kapalabhati breathing technique? Not bad. The main point is, you don't need to visualize the shape of your magical energy. With this spell, the magical energy takes its own special form. I remember when I was studying the occult, they would often tell us to focus your energy into some kind of form. Like, whatever you wanted it to look like. Some people would use, like, electricity or something like that, you know. Something that made you feel like you were channeling your energy into something. Fire. Whatever you wanted to do, you know. It often changes just like that. For instance, after emotional shocks. Sometimes its shape may even depend on the person's mood. But how can I cast a spell without concentrating on the form that its energy takes? You need complete self-control, the right body position, and relaxation. It's not your decision to let your magic out, but rather the magic decides to leave you and help you. The main thing is to breathe properly, you. I admire your thirst for knowledge, young people. Just as a reminder, don't forget to put all your books back. Good evening, Emily. I didn't expect to see you at this late hour. Oh yes, I was preparing textbooks for the beginning of the new semester. While I'm here, do you need my help? Whoa, thanks, but we've already found everything. Actually, we were just leaving. I'm sure you've more important things to focus on. I don't know about the word important, but all I can think of right now is a cup of hot chocolate, which I'll have as soon as I get home. Have a nice cup of hot chocolate, then. Thank you. Good evening to you, too. Listen, concentration takes a certain amount of time. You have to put yourself into a special state to cast this spell, right? But you need to act fast when you're fighting demons. There's no time to control your breath. It's just a matter of practice, whether you like it or not. The Auxilium Charm is one of the most protective spells. Okay, once again, straighten your back, relax, take a deep breath from your diaphragm. Let's go to the classroom and you try to do it by yourself. Alright, let's see. What, just like that? What do you expect? A special atmosphere? One deep breath, all the thoughts leaving your head. You should feel only the formless substance of the magical energy within you. Cast the spell to yourself without opening your lips. Ego auxiliata sum. Oh, it works. Not too bad for the first time, but still, you're standing a bit wrong. Let me show you. You're trying harder than you have to, and it's making you tense up. You should feel no discomfort or tension. Wow, that's so cool. But why is your magic aura green and mine white? What are you, a dark wizard? The real world is not like a children's fairy tale. As I said, the form of your magical energy is directly related to your inner state. My aura is green. That's because that's how it is. I think it's hereditary. It has nothing to do with good or evil. Am I standing right? Lift the top of your head and relax your neck. Can you feel your energy slowly spreading through you, looking for a way out? Well, kinda, yeah. Now close your eyes and take a slow breath. Focus only on the magical substance within you. Calm your fears, it's only you and your energy. Ego auxiliatus sum. I can't believe it. I wonder why it's a bird. What can it mean? Why is Dakota looking at me so weird? Shit, she must be really tired. I practically invited myself to this private battle magic lesson. Dakota, thank you so much. I don't know what I'd do without you. That's really no problem. Okay, see you later. Are you leaving now? I was going to suggest we grab a coffee or something. What do you think? Coffee? No, thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, no means no. I get it. Maybe it's too late for coffee. It kind of is. Am I still asleep? Samantha, has she been here the whole time? It seems she didn't think I'd wake up so soon. Good morning, Sam. Oh, Grim, I'm sorry. Did I wake you up? No, I just didn't expect to see you here. Are you okay? Sorry, the door was opened and I wanted to check if everything was okay, and I've been worried about you, honey. You haven't been yourself since you were discharged from the hospital. I'm okay, really. Come on, Grim, you barely said a word these last few days. But what about, listen, if you need to talk with someone, I'm here for you. You can't deal with it all by yourself. I know you'll never admit it, but Grim, please. Don't, please, stop. Look, it's very, very sweet of you to care of me. But you're exaggerating. To care of me, that's what he says. Should be care for me. But you're exaggerating. Seriously, I'm fine. Fair enough. Well, if you say so. My coffee's getting cold, so I'm going to go. Oh, one last thing. Are we going to the general meeting with the headmaster together? Yeah, sure. Great. Okay, I'll leave you in peace. Come here, Sam. What? Just stay here for 5 minutes with me. Okay, I mean, yeah. That's all I need right now. I feel so good with you. You're my little island of peace. I wish we could stay here longer, but we need to hurry the meeting. We've gathered you here today to announce the end of the holidays and the beginning of the semester. From Monday, all classes will be held again according to the usual schedule. I hope you've all had a great time, are rested, and you're ready to return to your classes. But that's not the only reason we've gathered you here. I want to pay homage to our fallen son of the academy, one of the best teachers that I've ever met, and my good friend too, Mr. Jacob Frollo. It is my sad duty to inform you students of his death. I do so with a heavy heart in grief and sorrow. Some of you are shocked by this terrible news. Others are reliving that horrible moment over and over again. However, it's impossible to keep this from you. I can't stay quiet if my conscience prompts me differently. I don't have the moral authority to do that. We are indeed saddened by this tragedy and can only hope and imagine that this was his predetermined fate. I still can't believe it, and it still feels as though it's a terrible mistake. It's difficult to imagine him not being around. I keep thinking that Mr. Frollo is about to enter the room, but unfortunately that won't happen again. Work hard, he always said. We will sleep when we die. That was his constant reminder, and he lived by his words until his dying day. Mr. Frollo was firm in his principles and always supportive of his students. He had enormous capacity to give of himself. I'm sure that many of you could tell that Mr. Frollo wasn't just a teacher, but a mentor and a father figure in their lives. He listened and he consoled. He was our friend. He died a hero's death. He sacrificed his life for a loved one. Without hesitating or regretting it for even a moment, Mr. Frollo rushed in to help, even though he knew it would cost him his life. I feel truly blessed and honored that Mr. Frollo was a part of the Academy. And now I declare a moment of silence. This will be the first and last time anyone dies because of me. I won't let it happen again, I swear. It would be better to die than to go through this again. Thank you, my good friends. Let me remind you that if any of you feel it's impossible to get over this loss alone, if you feel like you need support, remember that you can always ask any teacher for help. We have to stick together, especially at such a difficult time. That's what makes our academy so special. We really feel like one big family here. And the last bit of news for today, I'm pleased to announce the new keeper of the arena, Mr. Ezra Bloom. What? Mr. Bloom has graciously accepted to keep us until we find a permanent replacement. Excuse me. Mr. Bloom has graciously accepted to help us until we find a permanent replacement. At your service. Feel free to ask Mr. Bloom anything about duels and the dueling club. If there are no questions, I suggest you hurry to your classes. The teachers have missed you during vacation, and they are eager to share new knowledge with you. Oh, do classes start today? I'm gonna go check out Victoria's lesson today. Of course you're gonna check out Victoria's lessons. We always stay prepared for Victoria's lessons. Welcome back, everyone. I'm incredibly delighted to see all of you back safe and sound. Sorry to open fresh wounds, but you are no longer freshmen. You've all seen what magic can do, and that it's not about flirting with girls or boys. Is she implying something? No way. I know I'm not your magical self-defense teacher, but I do know some... Try that one all over again. I know I'm not your magical self-defense teacher, but I do know some tricks. Oh, Professor Lapis, please, I've seen you fight. You're amazing. That is nice of you, Grimm, but I was taken out rather quickly in that fight. Regardless, combat spells are beyond our current topic. Honestly, though, why doesn't she teach us something fireball-y? Yeah, for real. And the topic is... disguise magic. And yes, I know, Lily, that is not what the educational program suggested. I've changed the syllabus and have enchanted the class appropriately. In light of past events, we've decided it'd be best for all of you to learn this topic sooner. Disguise magic is used at different levels of life, both big and small. You have a question, Lily? Miss Lapis, is that what fairies do best? Yes and no, their disguise magic is called glamour. It is an innate ability like our own. Like ours. Well, she said ours, but you know. Fairies may serve as material for potions, but that you can discuss with Professor Sabrina. Material for potions sounds rough. Let's start from the top. Why do you think no one has found Atlantis yet? Wait, Miss Lapis, you're being serious? Atlantis is just a myth. For the mundanes, it is. For who? What, Grimm? You still don't know the term? Mundanes. People who are unaware of magic. Oh, that! I've watched Harry Potter, thank you. Then you understand the gist. People who are not familiar with our world. So you heard it here first, guys. Harry Potter exists in the world of Lust Academy. Not the actual Harry Potter, but the Harry Potter film. Like, not Hogwarts and all that. This is their own thing. But they're aware of all that. So that does kind of broaden the scope a little bit. Thank you, Lily. That's the upper echelons of disguise magic. It can hide enormous objects or places. The true location of Cordale, for example. What about the Cordale the mundane knows of? You mean the Ivy League College? That is precisely how disguise magic works. Hiding something completely is costly. The magician needs to put in much effort, expending a lot of energy. It is much easier and more effective to hide something beyond the facade of another thing. So, for example, casting a spell to make the Statue of Liberty disappear would be really difficult? Precisely. However, in any case, that is not a task for the second semester. Please don't get rid of the Statue of Liberty. I think America would have a fit. There would... I don't know what would happen. I have no idea what would happen if the Statue of Liberty disappeared tomorrow. I don't know where it is. Where is it, Mr. President? I don't know. It was there when I went to bed, and it's not there now. But we're gonna find out who's got it. I currently want to demonstrate two basic spells to you. To hide a thing. Faniando. There are nuances. It'll be easier if you have a substitute. Hiding a book. Put another book nearby. The deceived mind will cling to the substitute like it's the only thing there. What if you just want something to suddenly disappear? That usually requires an enormous amount of energy. As I've stated, the class is enchanted. Or rather, this class is enchanted. Thus, here and now, an object can suddenly disappear. But outside, the attempt may kill you, put you in a coma, or drive you insane. Remember that magic can be dangerous. Now here's an example of what a counterspell looks like. Ostacio reveals secrets that have been hidden by the Venanido spell, but only one at a time. Additionally, the reveal spell is not very taxing. If a wizard had managed to hide a thing, paid the price of the spell, and stayed alive, he deserves applause. But taking off a disguise is much simpler. Now, come down here one at a time as usual. Make those pencils disappear. At least one. That's boring. But why pencils and not something more fun? It's your turn, Joshi. Make this pencil vanish. Veniando. Oh! Wow, it worked. Oh, shit. Oops, now Joshi will get in trouble. Well, that was quite an impressive spell. Your aim could use some work, though. I mean, damn it. Sorry, Professor Lapis, really sorry. I didn't mean... It's fine, Joshi. Receive an A for your unexpected potency. Ostacio! Next, please, let's continue. Grim, did you truly not expect me to notice who cast that spell? Victoria, happy to see you in my head. Miss or Professor Lapis, and I can't say the same. Did you enjoy the view? Seriously? Yeah, your breasts are amazing. I'm glad. Don't do that again. Sure, Miss Lapis, and I'm sorry. Grim? That really was quite impressive. I'll keep you in mind. Who's next? Lily? Come here. Venandiando! Don't worry, just try again. Venandiando! That's okay, that's enough for now. Miss Lapis, I just don't get it. I'm doing everything you said, but it won't disappear. Funny, you do other things just perfect. That means you're doing something wrong, that's all. No need to worry, you will have plenty of time to practice. I'll organize another practice opportunity. Wait, Miss Lapis, just let me concentrate. Lily, I'm sorry, but next time. Damn, I have to help Lily. While she's looking at the pencils. Venandiando! Oh! It seems your spell worked fine. You just need to work on your aim for now. That's okay. That's it for today, everyone. I don't want to keep you any longer. Until we meet again. Grim, wait a second. Did you make Victoria's pencil disappear? Leonhearts have to help each other. You don't mind, right? You saved me, babe. That was a nice surprise. Hey, Grim, let me get your opinion on something. I'm thinking about skipping potions class. I can't concentrate, which means I can't perform any spells. Don't worry, I'll definitely be there to rescue again, you again, rather, if you need it. Oh, what a gentleman. Okay, knowing that helps. Alright, let's go. Class starts soon. I'm beginning to doubt that I did the right thing in persuading Lily to go to class. She looks depressed. This is so unlike her. Lily, babe. Hey, why are you looking so glum? Are you okay? I don't even know what to tell you, Grim. It's just that life has completely stopped making me happy. Naomi left and never even texted me. Not even once. The semester has just started, and I've already a lot of studying to do. And my parents. Parents, what about parents? They're out of their minds. My dad said he wanted me to be a straight A student. He said he'd do anything for it. In the end, Dad went to Arthur. That sounds so crazy. He was talking to Arthur about my homeschooling. What? Thank God, Arthur only laughed at this idea. But the very fact, class is about to start and I feel like I don't have the strength to learn anything. I just want to get into bed and isolate myself from the world with a blanket. Come here, baby. Or no, even better, I want to get away from everything. From parents, pseudo-friends, endless textbook pages. I think I have an idea. So what's the problem? Let's run away. What do you mean? You're a runner and you're asking me what running is? You only have 1 minute to make your choice. We stay in this boring class, or we take a little adventure. Well, I think my choice is pretty obvious. God, it feels so good to just run. I can't even argue, especially with such a view. I wonder if Lily's okay with running in heels. It must be terribly uncomfortable. It takes bravery to run in heels, you know. Honestly, I didn't even notice I was wearing them. I know it sounds a bit strange, but I'm so used to them. And now it's almost easier to keep running than it is to just stop. I'm totally in my head, lost in my thoughts. And what are you thinking about? I remember the time when I was a kid, passionate about the little things, such as playing on the swings. A time when I sought wisdom and enlightenment from Saturday morning cartoons. But at some point, I suddenly thought it was time for me to grow up. I struggled to kill my inner child. I did everything I could to be older and more mature. All I wanted was to be a good daughter, a good student, and a good friend. I completely forgot about the simplest joys of life. There's something about her eyes. A strange look, I've never seen it before. Look at who I've become. And what's wrong? I think you're gorgeous, Lily. Oh, Grim, can't you see? I'm not myself anymore. I feel completely burnt out. I don't want anything. Shh. You know, it happens even to the best of us. And I think I know what the problem is. Try to learn to see the world in a different way. To care about those little details. Try to find inspiration in everything. Just think about it, Lily. Looking up at the sky can be inspiring. Looking down at a plant breaking through a crack in the sidewalk can inspire you. Even just looking to the left or right is inspiring. Really? It's truly limitless. The world is a strange and wonderful place. And yes, it isn't perfect, but it's there for us, doing the best it can. That's what makes it so damn beautiful. Wait a minute. This is the same place that Audrey showed me who she really was. It's definitely full of memories. It feels so strange to be here again. Grim, look, there's a ladybug. Well, and there's a sign for you. A sign? I don't know if you believe in bug superstitions or not. But ladybugs are believed to be talismans. When a ladybug lands on you, it's considered a sign of good luck. Didn't you know about that before? No, dearest, darling, botanist. It's so nice to see you smile, Lily. You know, you were absolutely right before. Once you try to enjoy the world, you can't go back to your old ways. I didn't regret missing class today, at all. For a couple of hours, I could let go of all the bad thoughts and just take in a breath of fresh air. You're my hero, Grim. Oh, sweet, sweet Grim. I'm really lucky to have a friend like you. Come on, Leona. What? What did you just say? What a fool I am. You, of course you. I meant Lily. Shit, it's so awkward. Somehow she reminded me of Leona. I don't even know what that was. Something in her tone, voice, or smile. Okay, it happens. Thank you anyway. You really helped me take my mind off things. I hope I didn't offend her, but she seems fine. At least it seems so. Being compared to Leona would probably be like a compliment to her. I made a mistake and I have to correct it. Well, 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 young lady. No more bad thoughts. I won't let you be sad. I'll check in with you later, okay? I'm usually in my room in the evening. Aw, are you inviting me right now? What do you mean? It's evening already, isn't it? Oh, haha, exactly. I totally forgot about that. No, no, I'm really tired today. Seriously. All I want to do is just cozy up in bed and read my favorite novel. What about tomorrow? You bet. Well, I guess the mission to cheer Lily up is accomplished. Now let's get back to the important task at hand. I need to get to the Mystic Forest and free Gina. But the portal to the forest is only active at night. Where would be a good place to kill time? Somewhere in the academy. It's too late for classes. Perhaps I could go to the library. Oh, I have a better idea. I promised Molly I'd stop by the cafe. It's time to check on our young entrepreneur. Hola, Molly. Grim, hello. What are you doing? Nothing special. I've been struggling to create strategy to promote my business account on Lustigram. Wow, really? I didn't know you had another Lustigram account. Yeah, you wouldn't have. I only created it a few days ago. How did you come up with that? I would say, noblesse oblige. I want to develop my personal brand, and also, I'd like to post different photos on my main page. Cool, funny, sometimes even silly ones. I only recently realized that both existing and potential partners can see my profile. So that's why I'm talking about building my image for the business community. The obvious solution is to have two accounts. One for the family and friends, the other for clients, competitors, and partners. So the content for my business account must look professional. Problem is, I don't yet know what exactly I want to get out of it. I see you've already got some ideas, Well, kind of. It's so hard to choose the photos. Seriously, it's wearing me out. I've been trying to decide which picture to post for the past half hour. Maybe I should get a PR guy. I don't know. I need another pair of eyes to look it over. I'm not suggesting anything. I'm not a professional publicist, and I've only got my own eyes. But I could try and help out here. Wow, really? You're so sweet. As if looking through some photos of a hot babe is going to be hard. Ha ha. Not at all, Molly. Not at all. Hold on, I'll open my photo gallery. There's two pictures. Me looking really serious, me smiling, and... Just take a look and tell me which one you think is better. Honestly, I want your opinion. You look very cute in both of them. Your smile is too beautiful to hide from the world. Yes, I like this photo way better too, but does it fit my image? I didn't think about that. You know, I used to post whatever I liked on my personal account. But for my business account, as I just mentioned, my clients, competitors, and potential partners will see that page. What if they see this picture and don't take me seriously? That's an exaggeration. Since when is a happy smile meant not being serious? Maybe you're right, but I still can't help thinking about it. Shit, I flipped to another photo. Oh my! Whoa, wow, I feel as if I'm turning red. Can't believe what I'm seeing. This lingerie is so incredibly sexy. And not just lingerie. I wonder whose picture this was for. Maybe she bought new lingerie and wanted to show her friend. Who am I kidding? I don't think someone takes such pictures for their friends. Hey Grim, can you hear me? By the way, the silk red camisole is really something. Good taste! What? Grim, hand over my phone now! You saw everything, how could you? It wasn't on purpose, it just happened. It wasn't meant for your eyes. Wow, who's the lucky guy? And that's the thing. There's no one. I just wanted a studio photo session in this style for a long time. And I finally did it, you know, just for myself. Sure, sure, just for yourself. There's one thing I don't get. Studio shoots like this are expensive! Why pay for that, especially if you got an amazing photographer right under your nose? And his services are free. For you, as an exception, I mean. Ha, really? And who's this photographer? Who do you think I mean? Me. Ha ha ha, of course, I should have known. Let's just pretend this never happened, okay? Molly, it's nothing. Relax. Yes, I'm sorry. I know I wasn't supposed to see that. This cafe is surprisingly empty today. Not a soul in sight. Nice try changing the subject, Molly. Not bad. I was thinking of working tonight, but maybe not now. At least we've got the chance to talk without being disturbed. We don't do that very often, do we? Hee-hee-hee, that's for sure. By the way, did I tell you the story of how I went on the best camping trip of my life? No, definitely not. I'd remember it. It was last month. It's getting pretty late. Look at the time. It's getting really late now. Wow. I had such a good time. I really enjoyed it. We should do this more often. But I want to go home as soon as I can now. Perfectly understandable. You must be tired from working. Yeah. Alright, I'll just go around the cafe and check that everything's okay. Have a nice evening, Grim. Bye-bye. See ya. It's dark now, but the portal is closed. Excuse me, the portal is still closed at this time of day. I'm too lazy to drag myself back to campus and wait for nightfall. Maybe I should head over to the library and see if anyone's there. Yeah, not the worst idea for sure. I think I'll do that. And here we are, returning back to where we started. So alright guys, we're gonna end off here and we'll see you back here next week for more Less Academy. Stay tuned, guys. I'm out.